You Palmer, won't talk to me.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please settle this guy down right now?
What's up, guys?
Marty's getting out of control, as per usual.
Palmer, if you want your free dinner, you're going to be on my side, so just saying.
Palmer,
you know what's funny is that I told Kim last night, I was like, this might be the best interview I've ever have to do, or have had to do, because I probably will just have to sit here and not say anything, and you guys are running a little late today, so it's probably the case for a lot of guys where you guys just keep going.
When you're a bigger wheel than your guest, you can push your guest to whenever you want, right? I mean, let's just be honest. You're only Jason Pominville on this show right now, okay? Just so you know, don't get ahead of yourself.
I like that. That's perfect.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy? I mean, we've been texting back and forth, but tell everybody out there in radio and TV land about being reacquired by the Sabres.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm really excited. I mean, we obviously really enjoyed our time in Buffalo when we were there, and couldn't be happier to be back. Our kids are happy. We're excited to make the move back and to live there and to establish ourselves in the city again. And obviously the team's headed in a great direction too, and excited to meet the players and start it again.
Now, you said the kids are happy. How old are the kids now?
Seven. Our little boy is seven, and our daughter turned six last week. So, 7 and 6.
So they don't remember you playing with the Buffalo Sabres much, right? They remember Daddy with the Wild, but all that you've done here, wearing the black and red, and then going back to the blue and gold, and you know, scoring the big goal against Ottawa. They don't remember that. So for them, it's got to be something different and something special, right?
Yeah. Well, especially for our daughter, our son was 3, I believe, at the time, so he remembers a little bit of it, remembers our babysitter, remembers a couple buddies that he had there, and where he went to school and stuff like that, so he remembers parts of it, but now he's involved in hockey and has been playing hockey, and that part he's excited for sure.
Yeah, I don't really remember asking about what the kids thought of the trade. I asked you, Palmer, what you thought of the trade. So, you know, but that's great. No, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. We're all happy that you're coming back. I mean, there are so many people. The day that happens, right, what do you think we see? All these welcome to Pominville signs and everything like that. I mean, explain to everybody this, Palmer, because, like, what's the conversation like between you and he gave us permission to call him Bots on the show. So between you and Jason Bottrell, when that phone call's made, you guys were teammates. You had a good rapport when you played, because I remember that. And, you know, like, what's he say to you? Like, what's he, when you bring you to town, like, what's your duty, responsibility? What are his expectations of you?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was funny because I was thinking he had the same phone number as what he used to have, so I guess he was trying to call me, and I was getting so many calls, and I just wasn't picking up all of them. So eventually, he called me with Chris Bandura's phone. So he's like, "I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I can't. You're not answering my calls or whatever." So he's like, "Pick up your phone next time." But yeah, no, it was just kind of a quick chat. I mean, he probably had a lot of things going on that day, but excited for me to be back and excited about the role I'll have, and I can help the team in different ways, and just kind of welcoming me and seeing how the family is going and stuff like that. So, it was nice. I played with him. He was a guy that obviously knew everything about every player, knew about the league. So I'm not surprised to see him have that much success on the business side as well.
You should have told him you were pulling a Craig Reve and you didn't want to answer the GM's calls. You didn't want to come back to Buffalo.
I'm scared. I don't want to know where I'm going.
No, Bots. No.
Palmer, you talked about, you know, redefining your role with a new team. You're coming in. You were a leader on this team for a few years, and you went to Minnesota. I'm pretty sure you were part of that leadership group as well. So now coming back to Buffalo, and there's already, you know, some players that have been there for, you know, the last 4 years that have established themselves. Is your role being a veteran guy, a leader guy, in the locker room, a big part of the discussion that you've had with the general manager, Botterill, or even the coach, Phil Housley?
Well, I mean, just I think the day-to-day stuff that I bring is hopefully something that I can help in the team and in the organization. And yes, it's something we've talked about a little bit, but I'm not going to change no matter what. I'm just going to keep doing what I've always been doing. And yes, there's guys that have been there and younger guys that are going to be really good players and in the league. And hopefully, I can just kind of help them guide them in the right direction. And being part of that group, hopefully I can help them out.
So I sent out a tweet yesterday, and I know that the whole number thing with Palmer hasn't been sorted out yet, and you don't know what number you're going to be wearing. But let me ask you this. Did you put any thought into the tweet picture that I sent you about wearing number 50? Do you remember that when you would edit your own player and you'd always make yourself like an inch taller and about 15 pounds heavier, but you used to wear number 50?
Yeah, we used to go to DeBella's and then after practice and then play a little PlayStation, right?
You always, yeah, I used to get two of those big cookies.
Yeah, I would go with the cookies. You would go with the Krispy Kreme. But
now I know why.
Palmer used to say, Palmer, no. He's saying that because he used to have to. Krispy Kreme was a fad back then.
Oh, yeah.
Guys come rolling in the morning to practice. We'll get to your number, Palmer, of number 50 in a second. Hold on. But we get to practice, and guys always had like boxes of donuts, like Krispy Kremes, because it just opened up, right? So
as Palmer, you may not be able to see this, but there is a honey cruller with chocolate dip right in front of Petey right now on the TV. So
I got Canada,
so it works,
Palmer.
Right?
I got Canada's national donut on the desk with us here. We got the muddy tire on set with us, but Palmer would bring home these Krispy Kremes, and I would go in. Tiptoe in and open the box, I'd snag one. So all of a sudden, Palmer would bring home a box of Krispy Kremes and they wouldn't be there anymore. He and Kim were hiding them under his bed.
Smart guy.
For a dozen, I would probably have like one and a half to two, and they'd be gone all of a sudden.
I'd be bulking up, Palmer.
We'd have to hide them.
Well, 43 is available, right? Is 43 available in the Sabres? Maybe Palmer, I, you know, for a nice watch or something, I'll let you have him.
Palmer, let me ask you. So, like, be honest, have you ever envisioned yourself since you've been traded? Because 29's taken. Have you ever envisioned yourself in a different number playing for the Sabres? I mean, I guess you might have had to, right?
Well, yeah, you kind of have to. And the 50 that you were talking about earlier, 50 was the number I wore in junior.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
That was why I used to pick 50 when I would create my own player.
I guess if I'd done a little more of a history check, I might have figured that one out.
Yeah, probably. Or just let me talk once in a while.
You'd have to look way deep because in Shawinigan, there may not be a lot of pictures with Palmer with 50 that you can find on the internet. I don't know the internet reaches Shawinigan. I'm saying that jokingly because that's where my brother played as well, and it's a great spot. But it's one of those small town in Quebec, and you know. But Palmer, one thing we were talking about you, and I looked up your stats today just to see. Okay, what has he been doing? You know, point wise, the last few years, just to see what I would be expecting of you contribution-wise. But one thing that stood out to me was the amount of games you've been able to play every year. You've been a very, very consistent 75, 80, 82 games a year. Is that something that you are looking at? Is that something that you're proud of? Is there something that you're doing to be able to stay healthy all this time? What's the key there?
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate with injuries. I do take care of myself the best way the best way I can, whether it's during the season or in the summer. I had a groin injury 2 years ago, and that was pretty much my only injury. Last year, what I missed was with the mumps. So there's nothing I really could have done about that. But yeah, no, I've always been able to play a lot of games and stay healthy. So yeah, it's something I definitely take pride in.
Jason Pominville joining us on the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG. Reacquired Jason Pominville back to the Buffalo Sabres. Joining us from, where are you?
I'm in Repontigny.
Repontigny.
Yeah.
Repontigny by the Sea. Yeah, Repontigny by the Sea. One of the best songs ever produced back home, bud.
No, that was me saying Repontigny, Palmer. I know how to say it, too.
I remember you saying that all the time, actually.
Do you remember you used to make me read the back of your hockey card to work on my French? I was reading.
You're making this up.
I swear to God, Palmer, we lived in that apartment on Elmwood in Rochester. And no, Eastland Ave. And you had these cards from Junior, and I think they were your prospect cards. And I would be able to read and pronounce the words, but I had no idea what I was saying. And Pete and Palmer was like, "Petey, man, you can read in French, man. Do you even know what those words mean, man?"
That is hilarious because I probably did say that, "Petey, man."
I remember the guys in the room were like, "Temperature of the room, man, that's 66 degrees. That's Mario's number." Palmer, I can't remember. Did you like the room cold or warm?
Oh, I liked it a little cold.
Yeah, yeah. You liked it a little on the nipply side, eh?
Yeah.
So you're in Repontigny. All right, now what are you going to do when you get here? When are you coming to town?
We're in the process right now for housing and stuff, so we'll probably be there at end of August. Okay. Usually the kids start school at the start of September, I believe, September 5th.
And that street address is what?
Well,
we'll keep it a secret.
Okay. Yeah. You just said it was on TV, too. So I'm sure it's a secret.
Have you talked to any other players? Is there, like, have you reached out to Jack Eichel, Ryan O'Reilly, Kyle Okposo, any of the guys I know?
Yeah, well, quite a few guys have reached out to me via text, so it was nice to have a chance at least to get to know a few. I didn't know many of the guys, played against them, but I mean, the only two guys that I played with when I was there went to Minnesota in the trade, so I didn't really know anyone else. And yeah, like quite a few reached out by text message, so it was nice to hear from them.
Did you see Kyle Okposo in the Minnesota area before going back home? Because I know he's been skating now, so there's a guy maybe you had ran into at the rink in the summertime or not. Is he somebody you had already talked to?
Yeah, I had met him. I mean, almost every summer, I think we usually skated in Minnesota before training camp, and he was there. So I've met him before. I actually just read the story that came out a couple days ago, so yeah. Nice to see that he's healthy and ready to go. So but yeah, I've met him before. He was probably one of the only guys, and I think Gergensen is the other one that I've met before.
Jason Pominville joining us on the line, reacquired Buffalo Sabre back just before July 1 with Marco Scandella. I wanted to ask Palmer a question, but it wasn't about Scandella, but I think now we should make one about Scandella.
Well, absolutely.
No, I know what it was going to be. Palmer, Casey Mittelstadt, let's talk Sabres future. Do you know anything about this kid out of Minnesota?
I honestly don't know much. I heard a lot of people talk about him throughout the year in Minnesota, and even players on our team were saying that he's supposed to be a stud, and I think he decided to stay in high school, and high school, the state tournament in Minnesota is huge, so he decided to stay, and I mean, that was a big deal in Minnesota, and yeah, so I've never seen him play, but I've heard a lot of good things about him for sure.
Make it about Scandella now.
Oh yeah, now we'll make it about Scandella. Tell everybody about Scandella. Because, well, we know you're not going to bad talk the guy, so, you know, tell us all the positive stuff about Scandella.
Yeah, well, honestly, there's not much to say bad about his game. He does everything really well. I mean, he's a big D-man. He's got a huge, really big reach, huge shots. He's a beast. He's a horse to play against defensively. He can He can skate. He can join the rush. I mean, he can create offensively and be really reliable defensively. So I think just his overall game will really help. He can play big minutes. So yeah, his game will help our team, I think, overall, whether it's on the special teams or just 5-on-5.
Can he play top pair? Can he be with Ristolainen on the number one pair and be an efficient player that way? Or are we looking at more like a number three, number four type defenseman?
No, I think he's really excited about the opportunity. Yeah, I think he can definitely do it. He was kind of stuck in Minnesota behind Suter on the left side. And he used to play with Spurgeon on the second pairing. And they were probably the pairing that as forwards you wanted to be on the ice with, because they would just create so much for the forwards. Or the way they joined the rush, the way they moved the puck was just unbelievable. But then last year Spurgeon was moved with Suter, and then he always was juggling around partners and never was really able to find a steady partner, so it was a little harder on him. But I mean, if he plays and plays with good players, he can definitely be a really, really effective player.
All right, Palmer, we did a movie bracket on the show over the last week, and Miracle won. We're a little ashamed of that because it's a hockey show. We wanted something else, but it was Miracle versus Slapshot in the final. Do you have a favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movie? You know what? I saw...
Summer Catch doesn't count.
I really like Draft Day, the football movie. Kevin Costner, have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our boss is actually in it, Mark Honan. He's in one of the scenes, but it is an unbelievable movie. I love the spins and the wheels and the deals and all that stuff. But, yeah, anything else? I mean, other than Draft Day, that's more recent. Don't you like? Don't you have anything else back there?
Les Boys is an unbelievable French sports movie that PD...
Oh, see, I see what you guys are doing here. You're teaming up here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should. I mean, you're able to read my card, so you can probably watch the show, too.
Yeah, you were able to read the back of his hockey cards. You should be able to watch a French movie now.
So I see what's happening. I got two American, French-speaking Americans teaming up on me.
You know
me.
What? We are both dual citizen now. Palmer, we'll have a 4th of July, July 1 party together next year because we have to celebrate that. But no, seriously, Miracle or Slapshot, we're in the finals. Which one would you vote for as best sports movie of all time?
Between both of them?
Yeah.
I would say I've probably seen Slapshot more than Miracle, so I'd have to go with Slapshot.
Okay. Well, Miracle won, so that, you know.
Mayweather McGregor, are you in or are you out? You said you were in yesterday. Did you change your mind already?
I'll definitely watch that. I'm definitely watching that. I mean, who is not going to watch that? They've already created so much attention with their press conferences and everything like that, so I'll definitely be watching that, and should be hopefully the fight as interesting as some of their press conferences.
If we have an instigator Mayweather-McGregor fight party, will you join us? It's August 26th. Will you come with us? Craig will be there. Marty might be there.
I don't think I'm there.
Marty won't be there.
I think I'm on vacation.
Baby Joe Macy will be there. Will Pominville be there?
You're breaking up.
Can't really hear it. We're going to have it at your place, Palmer. Hope you're moved in by then.
Perfect.
Well, we're still waiting for the answer, Palmer. Will you be there? All right. Jason Pominville, he's on the fence. He's on the invite list. We'll let you know as we get closer here. We're not even having a party, Palmer. But thank you for your time today, man. And look forward to having you on again.
All right. Thanks, guys. It was a blast. Thanks for having me.
Is your hair long or short right now?
It's short. Should I grow it or what?
I think you should grow it. I think you should grow it back to the curls and straighten it like you used to back in the day.
Yeah, I'll use the straightener again for sure.
You should. Palmer used to have straighten his hair. You had a bunch of guys with curly hair on your team that you're doing it in Rush. It was you, Chris Thorburn. I think my brother had the long hair going. Derek Roy had the long hair. He had to straighten it out. Mike Ryan had the long hair. Yeah, there was
staff.
Didn't you have long hair too?
I still have long hair, but now it's it's long in some areas, Palmer. You know what I mean?
Kinda.
Okay, Jason Pominville, thank you very much for your time. Best to the family, and great interview here, buddy. We appreciate you coming on with us.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you guys soon. All right, Marty. I remember the dinner too.
Yeah, dinner on me. Yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah, when in doubt, eh? You know where to find Marty in the Mickey D's drive-thru. All right, Palmer, hang up.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.